We're going to go next to Afghanistan, where delegates to a national peace conference have urged the government to negotiate with the Taliban. They also asked that NATO forces consider releasing some Afghan prisoners from detention. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kabul, where she's been reporting on this conference, and she's on the line. Soraya, hi.
Hi, Steve.
I want to ask about this recommendation, negotiating with the Taliban. This is something that plenty of Americans have talked about, negotiating with some elements of the Taliban, moderate Taliban. But what exactly do the Afghans mean at this giant meeting when they say they want to negotiate with the Taliban?
They left it pretty open for everyone to sort of bring everyone in under the tent, if you will. And this jirga is, in fact, being held in a tent. They did ask that they basically said to the Taliban, the organizers and the delegates are saying, put down your weapons and any Islamic demand you make is one we will accept. I think the meaning of that is that they're looking for them to stop fighting. They're looking for them to stop blowing things up and to sort of reach out and accept that they need to reintegrate into society. But with that, they've also delivered a message to the Westerners. They've asked that that they turn their coalition to fight terrorists into a coalition that brings peace. And they had some pretty strong conditions for the West. They want them to, as you say, release prisoners who have been detained according to misunderstandings, as they call it, and to really take serious steps to release them, as well as to remove people's names from the blacklist.
What's the blacklist?
We're talking about the UN sanctions list and other lists where members or leaders of insurgent groups like the Taliban are listed or are sort of as persona non grata. They want to make sure that the Westerners here give safe passage, that the Afghan government gives safe passage to these people who are willing to come to the table and sit down and talk.
There was also talk, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, that this conference might ask American and other foreign troops to set some kind of a deadline to leave. Did the conference do that?
They did not. The recommendations, of which there were 15 that were read, again, by some of the leaders of this jirga, did not include any specifics about that. There was a lot of thanking, actually, that was going on of the coalition, but again, an urging that they sort of turn from war to peace. And in fact, there's a conference, an economic conference this summer, and they would like this particular request for negotiations to be on that agenda so they can get an international community endorsement or support of it.
Well, let's talk about the international community. This is, I believe you said earlier in the day, 1,600 Afghan leaders gathering in a giant tent, talking, trying to reach consensus and reaching these points that you've just described. Is this a position, does it seem to be a position that the West and particularly the United States can live with?
I think it's going to be very difficult because, again, there was no differentiation saying, let's say, Mullah Omar, who heads the Taliban, or other people who really are on the list or people that the United States in particular is not very happy with, you know, that they would just say, okay, come back into the tent. We'll grant you amnesty. Everything is fine now. I think that's going to be a very difficult pill for the United States in particular to swallow. But having said that, the pressure is on for the Americans to help find a way to, in fact, move this conflict from a conflict into some sort of negotiated settlement.
We're talking with NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson by satellite phone from Kabul. And one other very quick question for you, Soraya. Once we talk about these recommendations by this giant jirga, are these recommendations binding in any way on the Afghan government or anybody else?
They are not binding, although the organizers, again, asked President Karzai and his government to basically make this their priority and work on them immediately. It is something that I could see President Karzai and the government, in fact, doing because it endorses a lot of the things that he's been saying all along. He really feels that there needs to be talks at this point, and this jirga, which basically reflects all of Afghanistan, is, in fact, giving him that endorsement.
Okay. Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. She's reporting from Kabul today on the results of a mass peace conference in Kabul.